Bucka. You know the deal. This is me, though. Beast by Supremo for all of my people, Negroes and Latinos, and even the gringos. Yo, check it, one for Charlie Hustle, two for Steady Rock, three for the forthcoming live future shot. Five dimensions, six senses, seven from a midst of heaven to hell, 8 million stories to tell, nine planets faithfully keep an orbit with the probable test. The universe expands length, the body of my text possess extra strength, power lifted, powerless, up out of this towering inferno, my ink so hot it burns through the journal, I'm blacker than midnight on Broadway at Myrtle, hip-hop past all your tall social hurdles like the nationwide projects, prison industry complex, working class poor, better keep your alarm set, streets too loud to ever hear freedom ring, say it back in when you sleep, it's dangerous to dream, but your chain catch it, they should bang you dead now, killing fields need blood to grade the cash cow, so numbers game, but shit don't add up somehow, like I got 16 to 32 bars to rock it, but only 15% of profits, ever seen my pockets like 69 billion in the last 20 years spent on national defense, but folks still live in fear like nearly half of America's largest cities is one quarter black, that's why they gave Ricky Ross all the crap, 16 ounces to a pound, 20 more to a key, a 5 minute sitting steering and you're no longer free, 40% of Americans own a cell phone so they can hear everything that you say when you ain't home, I guess Michael Jackson was right, you were not alone, rock your hard hat black as you in the terror dome, full of hard niggas, large niggas, dice tumblers, young teens of prison greens facing life numbers, crack mothers, crack babies, and AIDS patients, young blood can't spell but they can rock you a PlayStation, this new map is with my motherfucker's ass, you wanna know how to rhyme, you better learn how to add, it's mathematics.
Mighty most desperate.
It's simple mathematics. Check it out. I'll revolve around science.
What are we talking about here? Mighty most desperate.
It's simple mathematics. Check it out. I'll revolve around science.
What are we talking about here?
Two sides to every story, three strikes and you're bitten for life, mandatory, four MCs murdered in the last 4 years, I ain't trying to be the fifth when the millennium is here, yo, it's 6 million ways to die, from the seven deadly drills, 8 year olds getting found with 9 mils, it's 10 p.m. where you see that, what's the deal, they on the hill pumping krills to keep their bellies filled, lighting the ass with heavy steel, sights on the pretty shit in life, no soldiers trying to earn their next strike, when the average minimum wage is 5.15, you best believe you gotta find a new grind to get cream, the white unemployment rate is nearly more than triple for black. Frontliners got their gun in your back, bubble and crack, jewels after robbery to combat poverty and end up in the global jail economy. Stiffer stipulations attached to each sentence, budget cutbacks but increased police presence. And even if you get out of prison, still living, join the other 5 million under state supervision. This is business. No faces, just lines and statistics from your phone, your zip code, the SSI digits. The system break, man, China, women in the figures. Two columns for who is and who ain't niggas. Numbers is hard and real and they never have been as, but you push too hard, even numbers got limits. Why did one straw break the camel's back? Here's the secret, the million other straws underneath it. It's all mathematics.
Mighty more depth.
It's simple mathematics. Check it out. I'll revolve around science.
What are we talking about here? Mighty most desperate.
It's simple mathematics. Check it out. I'll revolve around science.
What are we talking about here?
Mathematics. All right. Hopefully y'all can hear me clear. Tonight's discussion is going to be on herbs and their healing powers. There's a lot of information in which that we definitely want to go into. Number one is the science of thought. Whenever you're dealing with the power of the mind, that has to be number one. Because the mind is what makes everything real, or appears to be real. All right? It's the miniature matrix. It's the universe in miniature or microcosmic form. All right, so we know that the universe, according to the 5% teaching of ancient gods and earth, that expands 76 quintillion miles in diameter, but the mind has the ability to scan the equal amount, which is the universe itself. So when it comes to the science of healing, the power of the mind is actually number one. So we have to correct our mind. Now, how we do that? We do positive affirmations. All right? Positive affirmations, what's called hakao, or what's called hesi, is what we have to learn how to master the sounds of power. All right? This is why it says in the book of John that the word was God, the word was flesh, the word became God, and the word was God, and the word became flesh. All right. In other words, it's through the power of words in which that brings forth manifestation upon planet Earth. So if you call a thing into existence, it comes by way of the thought in which that you resonated, or the frequency in which that you have put forth. Now, there's seven different levels of consciousness. Now, you have interpersonal consciousness, intrapersonal consciousness, life consciousness, which is oftentimes called just consciousness. Then you have subconsciousness, superconsciousness, magnetic consciousness, and infinite consciousness. Now, your breath, this is where the science of breath comes in at, when it plays into the power of the mind, because the breath taps into each of those particular seven levels of consciousness. By slowing down your breath, by deepening and lengthening your breath, you tap into a different level of consciousness. All right. For example, interpersonal consciousness. The average person breathes 18 breaths a minute. Next is intrapersonal consciousness. The person breathes about 9 breaths a minute. Life consciousness, 7.5 breaths a minute. Self-consciousness, 6 breaths a minute. Superconsciousness, 4.5 breaths a minute. Magnetic consciousness, 3 breaths a minute. Infinite consciousness, 1 breath a minute. So, if you learn those particular sciences, you can tap into any of those levels of consciousness. Now, we talked about magnetic consciousness, which would have been 3 breaths a minute, or is 3 breaths a minute. Now, at that level, you're able to attract and bring everything that you want into existence. This is the actual science of the law of attraction. This is what the secret did not teach you. Nothing in there in the secret had anything to do with the science of breath and how it taps into the different levels of consciousness. So it's missing things. And that part in which that is missing is what I'm telling you right now. That in order to attract and draw what you want into your life, you must slow down your breath to 3 breaths a minute. That is simply 10 seconds in, 10 seconds out, 10 seconds in, 10 seconds out, 10 seconds in, 10 seconds out. That's 60 seconds, which is 1 minute, 3 breaths. A breath is inhalation and exhalation. That's 1 breath. Inhalation, exhalation, 2 breaths. Inhalation, exhalation, 3 breaths. 10 seconds apiece, which is 60 seconds, which is 1 minute. All right? That is for those who are able to visualize and to imagine what you want. And that's how you do. All right? Once again, the science of the secret did not teach this. This is the reason why those who might have seen it, you might have tried some of the techniques, but it did not work. It's because you have to first embed the frequency or... All right, so this is what you have to know. So first is the power of the mind. And there's two aspects of the mind, the lower mind and the higher mind. When I talk about the power of the mind, I'm talking about the higher mind, which correlates to the neocortex and the frontal lobe area of the brain, which is called the neomammal brain. All right? That's the section that we're talking about here. Portion of the 90% of the brain that scientists say that we do not use. Scientists say that we only use about 10%. In the movie Limitless, they moved it up to 20%, but I doubt that very likely based on the dumbing down of America. I can't see using 20% of the brain based on the level of consciousness that we are resonating at right now in society, based on the programming, based on TV, based on the radio, based on the indoctrination of the school system, the educational system. I doubt it very likely. But the 90% that you do not use goes into the dark matter or the black energy, which is the science of melanin. In the book of Isaiah, it speaks about God dwells within darkness and that he will bestow darkness as the treasure upon you. In other words, being able to tap into that 90%. All right? And that's how you do it. When you go into infinite consciousness, you tap into that. That's when you unify with God or bliss or nirvana. Why they say with Shiva or Buddha or Christ or Krishna or Melchizedek. All of it's the same thing. And then this is what you tap into at these particular levels of consciousness. Now, so the power of the mind, the science of breath, next. You have the science of water, right? These are the most important things, right? We know the water as the alkaline, as the 7.4 pH balance and above. Once you get rid of bacteria and viruses, parasites, and worms from out of the system, so that becomes necessary, the proper water. With the proper water, comes forth the alkaline food. The highest alkaline foods are lemons and limes, watermelon, papaya, mangoes, coconuts, etc. All right? Part of that food branch is herbs. All right? Herbs, of course, we know that Monsanto, with the Terminator seed, is trying its best to control the seed market and control the plant life, in particular vegetables and fruits. However, very unlikely will they go into controlling the weed aspect, such as dandelion, alfalfa, red clover, you know, and etc. These are herbs in which that has the tendency and the ability and capability to cure cancer, rebuild blood cells, all right, and purify your system. Now, when you get into the science of herbs, you have to think about probably the best herb I can think of is basically red pepper, or what is known as cayenne pepper. I can think. Now, when cayenne pepper is mixed with other herbs, it carries the minerals very quickly to the other parts of the body where they are most needed, and it increases their effectiveness. So, if there's any herb that you take, cayenne pepper should be definitely add it to the mix, all right? It can be put directly on the cut to stop the bleeding, of course. It can also be used for internal bleeding or ulceration, such as within the stomach. You know, there's other uses basically is everything. Arthritis, rheumatism, strokes, prevent strokes, heart attacks, blood pressure, low blood pressure, remove mucus from the lungs, so bronchitis, asthma, improve the circulation, helps perform cramps and controls and helps cure diabetes. It helps with digestion, digestive issues. It helps with giving your body the energy that it needs, especially when taking with bee pollen or ginseng, right? It helps with the healing up the heart, helps to remove infections, helps with the regulation of your kidneys. You know, it does so many things. You know, helps remove tooth. Right, so cayenne pepper is real good with red clover. Right, red clover is also another excellent herb. Right, now, you look at red clover. Red clover is a blood purifier. It's a blood purifier. And it's, matter of fact, it's so good that it's actually enough purifier and it benefits actually the whole system. You know, it's good for cancer, especially when you mix red clover with yellow dock. Remove cancer. All right, it helps with your nerve, skin disease, as well as bronchitis and voice. You know, so red clover is excellent in order to utilize in that regard. Right now, when we're talking about yellow dock is also another excellent antibiotic, natural antibiotic within the plant kingdom. All right? It's one of the best blood purifiers. It cleans the lymphatic system and tones the entire system. Right? It's real good for endurance, liver congestion. As we were saying earlier, you know, helps with destroying cancer cells, mental fatigue, skin problems, sores, spleen, swelling, and so it also ulcers. So yellow dock is excellent as an antibiotic. It's one of the more powerful antibiotics in the kingdom. The most powerful antibiotic is golden seal. It gives a disease or ailment in which that you do not know where it's coming from or what's the cause. Golden seal is the herb in order to use. All right, golden seal, excellent. Like I said, it's actually the penicillin of the herb kingdom. It's an excellent cure-all that invigorates the strength of the body. All right? So it's real good for burns and chicken pox, for children, childhood, mumps, and measles. Helps prevent those, circulation, diabetes, digestion, your eyes. Matter of fact, you can make it into a tincture or into a tea and actually put it within your eyes and use it with eye bright. All right? Or bilberry, and actually heal cataracts and glaucoma. All right? It's good for inflammation, menstruation. If the woman's menstruation has been too long, it helps cut down on the number of dates. All right? So does cayenne pepper. So you can actually add cayenne pepper and golden seal together in order to get the best results for that. Morning sickness. You can use it as a mouthwash, all right? Skin cancer, ringworm, you know, it's excellent for those types of things. So once again, if there's any disease or ailment in which that you do not know why you have it, golden seal is the herb to use. You can't use golden seal too long. It's best to use it for 2 weeks and then a week off and then 2 weeks and a week off. Always get that a type of herb like this, a break, but it's like it acts as an antibiotic. All right? Now, we made mention of another herb, which is called eyebright, in which that is real good, and bilberry. Now, eyebright, when you get into it, is real, real good for the eyes, of course, to brighten up the eyes, as it even says, but it also stimulates the liver and cleanse the blood. All right, so it also affects clarity of the vision as well as also your thoughts. So it's good for information, it's good for the liver, stimulation, memory stimulation. All right. Also, all eye ailments, Eyebright is excellent for as a blood cleanser. It also is good for diabetes. Eyebright is excellent, as we said, with Golden Seal. And this one is also with Bilberry. You can actually mix those two together or make it into a tea in order to help with any eye problems whatsoever. All right? Bilberry is like blueberries. It's like part of the blueberry family. And you would use the leaves of the bilberry. And it's excellent as far as helping with any eye problems, as we were saying. Now, another powerful antibiotic in which that works good with Golden Seal is Chaparral. Matter of fact, it's one of the best herbal antibiotics in the herbal kingdom. All right, it destroys bacteria, viruses, parasites, burns, internally and externally. All right, I mean, this thing is so powerful, it's good for leukemia, AIDS. You know, it's real good for tooth decay and chicken pox and cancer and dandruff, gum disease, venereal diseases, urinary tract infections, warts, whiteheads, blackheads, any skin problems whatsoever, you know, boils, bruises, you know, bronchitis, as we were saying earlier, real excellent. Basically what it does, it removes mucus from the lungs, so that's why it makes it so good. As well as also rashes, so any problems, all right, even snake bites, all right. It also helps and adds longevity to your lifespan. So Chaparral and Golden Seal are two of the best antibiotics. Another one in which that is ranks right up there with it is actually garlic, all right. I know, yeah, I know, something as simple as that, garlic. You know, garlic is one of the most powerful herbs also. It detoxifies and it rejuvenates all parts of the body. It's effective against bacteria, which may be resistant to other antibiotics, you know. But you combine Golden Seal, Chaparral, and garlic together with Yellow Dock, you're knocking something out. All right? You're knocking it out. Any contagious disease, parasites, worms, yeast infections, bad cholesterol, cancer, high blood pressure, you know, all of that is being knocked out. Even antibiotics that destroy good cells in the mix, you know. It destroys even antibiotics, all right, and that you might get from the doctor or clinic or hospital or whatever. All right, so these are the better for the best antibiotic herbs to use, all right, instead of using the ones from the hospital or clinic or doctor. You will want to use these natural ones in which that helps with your body system because it's natural, all right. Those are processed or chemically made antibiotics, all right. So you definitely want to use those. Now, when it comes to intelligence of brain, like you were talking about opening and activating more than just 10% of your brain, there's herbs that you can use in order to help you do that. You had ginkgo biloba, which that increases oxygen and blood flow to the brain and to the lungs. It helps to deal, you know, the body to deal with stressful situations. It helps with Alzheimer's, your attention span, so ADHD, D. Circulation, dizziness, hearing loss, impotency, memory, strokes, stress, you know. So ginkgo biloba works real well in conjunction with ginseng. All right, ginseng, of course, contains the male and female hormones and is also real good to eliminating inflammation, and it strengthens and tones the stomach. Now, you know, ginseng, of course, has been used by the, in the Orient for years, for the science of longevity, you know, capability of making a person help, you know, to live long. So longevity, impotency, your prostate gland and your uterus for the woman, the aging spots and digestive system is real good, as well as also for the brain. So ginseng, ginkgo biloba, works real well together, along with Guadalcola. All right, along with Guadalcola. Now, Guadalcola is real powerful. All right, it's used for many memory problems. It can be used daily to increase potential memory. You know, either at school or either at work, it doesn't matter. You know, it can also be used, for age problems relating to senility or old timers, as is said nowadays. All right, it's been used for energy, epilepsy, high blood pressure, inflammation, learning abilities, the memory, as we said earlier, stress, schizophrenia, as well as also mental fatigue, as well as also the nerves. So those three herbs work real well together to open and help activate more than just 10% usage of the brain. All right, along with alkaline water, it helps open. Remember, your brain is 90% water, 90%. So you must have the right water in your body. All right, your body overall is 75% water. All right, your bones are 22 to 25% water. All right, your spine is 85% water. So, water is necessary, especially the correct water. All right, and so that's what we're talking about, is the correct water. All right, along with these herbs help solidify our alkaline system to help eliminate a lot of the ailments and sicknesses in which that actually are going on. All right? Now, I would think that some of the other herbs in which that is real good, particularly your endocrine glands. We just finished talking about the brain, so those herbs also help that we just spoke about the brain, help to find more hypothalamus gland, the thalamus gland, the pituitary gland, the pineal gland, help to decalcify that particular gland in order to give you more contact or unification with the spiritual world, which is the ionosphere where the ancestors go to after death, or what appears to be death. Actually, there's life after life. Then, of course, you have your thyroid gland, which is the next herb down, which is located within the throat area, which is real good, used by kelp. All right, kelp is excellent. Kelp maintains more vitamins and minerals than any other food outside of corella, all right, because it has a high iodine content. It normalizes the thyroid gland and helps regulate the metabolism, so it helps the brain function normally, as well as also helps to eliminate fat from the body. All right, helps with the adrenal gland, the pituitary gland also, helps with the hair, nails, constipation, etc. So, kelp is real good. All right, that's one of the better herbs for the thyroid and parathyroid glands, which is part of your endocrine gland system. All right, another herb is corella. All right, corella is excellent in order to be utilized as one of the superfoods. It has more protein than milk in a steak, more than 50% more protein than either all adults. To 50% more protein than a steak and a glass of milk. So, for those who don't get enough protein, we want you to supplement your diet with something natural from the ocean, from the fresh water, is corella. Matter of fact, during World War II, Hiroshima and Nagasaki, they had the ability in order to cure. All right, they actually have the ability in order to cure themselves of radiation poisoning with corella. Okay? They actually had that ability. All right? Now, that was, of course, with Hiroshima or Nagasaki. Actually, that was part of ethnic cleansing by those H-bombs or atomic bombs that was dropped on them. All right? Hiroshima, was a remnant of those who followed Heru, as well as also Nagasaki, was the city of the serpent, which is also part of the Uranus or Washishet brotherhood or sisterhood. So that means that the ancient Egyptians was also dwelling within those particular areas, at that time, and it was part of the population control agenda, as some of the things in which that's still going on today. All right? Now, it forms the next endocrine gland, in which that is pertinent within the system, is the thymus gland. The thymus gland sits directly above the heart in the center of the chest. What happens is that normally it becomes atrophied after puberty, begins to shrink. And at that point of it shrinking, this is where the immune system becomes affected at, because the thymus gland actually is the heartbeat for the immune system or the defense system, known as your lymphatic system and your lymph nodes. All right, actually, at one time it actually used to beat just like a heart. So it actually would beat in between of the heartbeat. You would hear the thymus gland actually in between that beat. This is ancient technology in which we're talking about, information in which that they don't teach. However, another science is when dealing with the thymus gland, certain herbs can, which, you know, also can be used. Alfalfa is one of the herbs in which that can be used. Alfalfa is one of the most powerful herbs in the herb kingdom, you know, because its roots, you know, goes about 30 feet into the ground. All right. One of the only other plants in which that roots go deeper than that is probably aloe vera. You know, which is part of the aloe vera family, in which that its roots goes 90 feet into the ground and picks up the minerals and the mineral content. Now, we know that on the surface, the topsoil level is depleted. Right? This has been stated by many doctors and scientists, you know, that the topsoil is depleted. And what we mean by depleted, we're talking about, in particular, that the topsoil has no minerals or lacks minerals from just 100 years ago. So the only thing that the industrial age has brought us, or the technological or computer age has brought us, is the erosion of the soil, in which that no longer has the minerals in which that is necessary in order to heal. Because it's the minerals in which that acts as a catalyst for the vitamins, so that the vitamins can do its job properly. If you don't have enough minerals, then the vitamins can't do anything. So you got vitamin E, but if you don't have selenium, it doesn't work well. Okay? So these are the things in which that you have to begin to do more research and study. One of the more powerful, like you said, was alfalfa, and it contains the 8 digestive enzymes and 8 essential amino acids of protein. All right, so it's real good for promoting healing, in particular of tooth decay, bad breath, colon disorders, diabetes, gout, indigestion, any problems dealing with the digestive system, allergies. Alfalfa is excellent, along with bee pollen. Bee pollen is an energy food, and it's highly esteemed by many nutritionists, you know, as probably one of the perfect foods on earth. That's along with Corella. So bee pollen is one of the superfoods, and alfalfa is close behind as a superfood, too, along with wheatgrass. All right, but bee pollen is excellent for not just allergies, but also for circulation and all types of digestive situation or problems. It helps heal. As a matter of fact, bee pollen has, matter of fact, is probably better than bee pollen is propolis or propolis, in which that is actually bee propolis, which is real excellent also, as well as not just raw organic honey, all right, which nowadays you have to be careful because of the terminator seeds getting into the crops and transforming, you know, crops into hybrids, you know, and that's also one of the things in which that Monsanto is doing too, or trying to do. So please go get some organic seeds and start planting your crops. All right, so alfalfa, bee pollen, you know, real good. Also along with dandelion, all right? Dandelion has autoregulative muscle, blood, tissue salts, all right? One of them, I mean, it's so good. I mean, you can actually wash the leaves, the green leaves at the bottom of the dandelion during the springtime, and actually wash them and actually eat them in your salad, right? But I suggest washing them with lemon juice, you know. But you can actually eat them in your salad, and it has all 12 blood salts. You know, dandelion is a valuable survival food that contains the nutritive salt necessary for the body to purify the blood. All right, stimulates the liver, you know, to detoxify the poisons and the toxins in the liver, because the liver actually has over 500 functions in the body. You take the R off of liver, and you got the word live. So it's one of the major organs in the body in which they help with survival. All right? Now, dandelion is also good for the kidneys. All right? It's what is also for the pancreas. All right? So when we talk about other herbs in which that's real good for the endocrine glands and the pancreas and the spleen and the adrenal glands being, and the kidneys being part of that scenario, of course, the adrenal glands sit directly on top of the kidneys, in which that adrenal glands excrete adrenaline. It is one of those ductless hormones glands in which that is the endocrine gland, and dandelion seems to be one of the herbs in which that helps with all of that. Pancreas produces or excretes insulin, all right? The spleen helps with the manufacture of the blood. So one of the best ones is definitely dandelion, in which it helps with the purification of the blood, all right? Dandelion, as you said, alfalfa, all right, as well as also bee pollen. Also another one is chickweed, all right? Talking about chickweed. Now, chickweed is real good. It helps with all skin ailments, diseases, such as venereal diseases. It helps purify the blood, helps get rid of toxins and poisons in the system. So these four together, along with wheatgrass, can also do a lot of good in your body, within your system. All right? Now, wheatgrass is still said today to be one of the herbs in which that has a lot of chlorophyll in it. All right? Now, alfalfa has a lot of chlorophyll. All right? Now, one of the ones in which that has the most, now, the only one in which that has the most chlorophyll is chlorella. And you already spoke about chlorella, but chlorella has the most chlorophyll. Everyone else, blue and green algae, and spirulina, all of them come after chlorella as far as the amount of chlorophyll. Now, chlorophyll and melanin are basically identical. There's only one difference, and that's magnesium. There's one magnesium molecule that is the difference between chlorophyll and melanin. Otherwise, they are identical. So that is the scientific fact. All right? So instead of magnesium, our at the core is iron. And our magnesium has gone dormant. This is why we have to use magnesium as a secondary source. Otherwise, if our magnesium molecule was activated, guess what? Well, magnesium within us was activated, then we would be also tinted green. Now, when you look at the babies, you can also see something phenomenal is that newborns, you look down near the base of their spine, near their kundalini area, you can see a green tint. That green tint is a remnant of our whole body being green at one time, and the magnesium molecule being activated within us. All right? It's a vine. All right? So, Dr. York's spot is within the Melanite Children book. Dr. Debbie Blair speaks about it, as well as also Dr. Phil Valentine. All right. You can also get this information from a book called The Greatest Story Ever Told. All right? The Greatest Story Ever Told. Now, there's some other herbs in this that is real beneficial. Now, there's a cancer cure in which that was put out some time ago. Is that cancer is caused by a fluke worm, in which that can be destroyed by a mixture of black walnut, wormwood, and cloves. And I also will add to that mixed garlic, in which that kills the adults, the children, as well as also the infant eggs of the of these parasites and worms. Those particular four herbs. Okay? Of course, you can get this information in Rebirth of the Gods by Dr. Paul Ghost, the Layla Africans information of African holistic health, as well as in his book, Nutricide, as well as also in Queen of Fools. I'm talking about just herbal remedies and formulas. Queen of Fools book, Know Thyself, and Sacred Woman. All right, so these are some good books in order to have on your shelf. All right? So what does black walnut do? Well, black walnut helps promote healing in cases of poison ivy, ringworms, and other skin disorders. It can also be used to restore tooth enamel. It's good for boils, cold sores, lupus, which alfalfa is also good for lupus. So you actually combine alfalfa and black walnut together in order to destroy lupus. Now, lupus is actually an immune deficiency in which that the cells begin to start attacking themselves. So black walnut and alfalfa helps that from happening. You know, it stops that black-on-black violence within your system. Okay? Of course, it's real good for parasites, syphilis, herpes, you know. So black walnut in conjunction with, like you said, wormwood. Wormwood. Right, wormwood is real good. Good for jaundice and liver problems, and nervousness and pains and worms. You know, heartburn and cramps. You know, headaches and migraines. So wormwood is excellent. So when they two combine, they help get rid of the worms. And worms also cloves, in which that helps kill the eggs of the parasites and worms within the system, as well as garlic, in which that helps to eliminate the worms from our system. So those four in conjunction is excellent in order to destroy candida, you know, as well as also other problems in which that comes from our diet. Okay, all the way from candida to cancer. So those herbs are excellent in order to use also. All right? Then, of course, we have herbs from which that is real good for the genital area. All right? It's part of the endocrine gland. All right? We have for the male, salt pimento, you know, which that is excellent for the prostate gland, and it has to be taken in high amounts in order to reap the benefits also. All right? Damiana, in which that is one of the most safest and most popular plants to restore the natural and sexual capacity and function for both male and female, or man and woman. And Damiana is excellent. It helps with any female problems, any hormonal imbalances, impotency, any problems with getting pregnant or what's called infertility. It helps also with Parkinson's disease and any sex stimulations or sex stimulant. It acts as a sex stimulant. There are also prostate problems, as we said, hot flashes. Also helps with improving the energy level of the male and female. Right. So, it was good for both male and female. Now, another herb that can be used by mostly females is Dan Fai, a Chinese herb. And Dan Fai is excellent for menstruation issues and problems, for toning up the masculine lining, as well as also for controlling the menstruation, the length of the menstruation, as well as also helping with the fertility and issues with the uterus, right? For any female problem. All right, so those herbs are real good, right? Also, you have Pygium, P-Y-G-E-U-M, Pygium, which is real good for the male, lower sulfamento and Damiana, can be used in conjunction in order to help with prostate problems and impotency, as well as some other herbs such as horny goat wheat, maca, M-A-C-A. Those are real good, all right, to use in conjunction, all right. For the women, like you said, major one is Dan Fai also with red raspberry during pregnancy, or right before pregnancy and after pregnancy. Rose, red raspberry is one of the most excellent herbs in order to utilize. All right. Also, Yuba Ursi is real good, which is one of the most reliable remedies for kidney and bladder infection. It's also excellent for diabetes. Right? It's real good for bladder stones, kidney stones, gall stones, all of these things can be removed. You know, weak kidneys, as we've been saying, gonorrhea, digestive, bedwetting, excellent for that. So that herb is real good also. Right? Now, let's get to the digestive system. Right. Also, let me add this before we go to the digestive system. Let's talk about specifically turmeric. Turmeric, which is cumin, turmeric can be used. All right. There's also curry powder, but turmeric can be used in conjunction with red clover and yellow dock to eliminate cancer. Right, it's an excellent cancer destroyer. Now, let's get to the digestive system. I just wanted to add that herb in there because that's one of the, definitely the herb that you want to have and stop. Psyllium husk for the digestive system is excellent. One of the best colon cleansers. It lubricates and it moistens and it heals the intestinal tract. All right. At the same time, if you are constipated, or if you have hemorrhoids or things like that, psyllium husk will help eliminate that because you no longer have to strain because you have enough fiber within your system. The straining comes the hemorrhoids come because of the straining because you are trying to get it out of you. The defecation, but you don't have enough fiber. If you had enough fiber, then it would ease out 20 to 30 milligrams of fiber a day. All right, some say 15 is good, but we say 20 to 30. All right, that means your diet has to consist of more than 50% raw vegetables and fruits. And I would suggest one cooked meal a day. All right, that's one of the better ways of going about this right now, at this particular time. All right? Now, also, Costa Garlic. Right, Costa Garlic is real good and is one of the best herbs used for chronic constipation. Right? Digestive problems, gallstones, liver, and the spleen. Right, the Costa Garlic helps with all of that. One of the better colon or digestive herbs to use. Also, senna. Right, senna is real good. Senna comes from the It's shaped like a pea pod. All right, and the center is excellent in order to utilize, in order to clear the digestive system. So these are the better herbs to use. Also, aloe ferox, as we mentioned earlier, its roots goes 90 feet into the ground, so it picks up so many minerals, you know, and it's essential. So you can actually take two small crystals of aloe ferox a day in order to help with the cleansing process of your digestive system. All right, life and death begins within your digestive system. It's actually your digestive system used to help manufacture the blood, along with the bone marrow, along with the spleen. All right? These are things on which that often is not told. All right? One of the better books to get in order to understand the anatomy of the body or the anatomy of God is The Secrets of Regeneration by Hilton Otima. All right? And the ancient secrets of the Cosmic Master. That's also written by Hilton Otima. I think that's the name of the title. But get any of his books. He also has one called Nutrition, Facts of Nutrition, which that he goes into. Okay? So, make sure that you understand this information. It's important. Now, let me tell you this. When you take herbs, if you are already sick, you have to take three times the amount in which that is recommended. On the back of the bottle. All right, if the back of the bottle tells you two, then you should take six. If it says two twice a day, then you should take 12. All right, because the recommendation is for those who are simply maintaining health and who are not sick. So if you've been taking not enough herbs, if you're still sick, the intake has to become great. In order to help alkaline the system quicker. All right? Lemon juice is one of the ways in order to help alkaline the system quicker. Lime juice, or what is called key lime. Right? Actually, you know, I know that lemons and limes are hybrids, but key limes. But the thing is that you can still use them in order to help alkaline. Matter of fact, lemons and limes, alkalinity is almost 11 pH balance. So it helps alkaline quickly. Now, this correlates to the fact that first thing they do when you go to the hospital is to queue up to a saline solution machine, in which that is saline solution is nothing but salt water. So I know Batman, Dr. Batman from out of India, he wrote a book called Your Body's Many Cries for Water. In which he says that most of these diseases come through the fact that we're dehydrated. And that if we begin to, for diseases such as diabetes and high blood pressure and so forth, and begin to start taking water certain times of the day and add a pinch of sea salt, which is like saline solution to it, in which that actually correlates to our blood. Our blood has a salty taste to it, right? Now, that correlates to the fact that 90% of the blood is water and actually is part of plasma, which is based on plasma and saline solution is almost identical. Blood is also ocean water. It's almost identical. Matter of fact, before a transfusion for blood was used, they actually used to use ocean water, sea salt water. All right, this is history. This is facts. You have to go back and study. Now, what happens is that taking two glasses, 16 to 21 ounces of water in the morning, 8 ounces before you eat, about an hour before you eat, 45 minutes, or 45 minutes after you eat, another glass of water, and before you go to sleep, 2 glasses of water, or 16 ounces, or 21 ounces. In other words, almost a liter of water. All right, at least 3 hours before you go to sleep. All right, that is the method in order to deal with the herbs. Of course, during that time period, you can take various teas. All right, such as green tea, which is excellent for circulation, as well as also for conditioning and toning up the body system. All right, green tea has antioxidants, which helps destroy free radicals, which become cancer in the body. All right, so that is also a way in order to utilize the water to make the tea, and very essential. All right, matter of fact, alkaline water is so potent that you don't even have to dip tea bags into hot water. You can dip it into alkaline water, and actually it will extract the herb. All right? And you can actually drink it like that. All right? This is the way in which the alkaline water shows that, the way the alkaline is able to extract the herb, as well as also the verification that it's also able to extract toxins and poisons from out your system, too, to be eliminated through your urine. All right? So these are some of the secrets. And let me say this. There's some more herbs that we definitely want to go into. Like, for example, some other good blood cleansers is burdock. Burdock is an excellent blood cleanser. Matter of fact, it's one of the most powerful blood purifiers in the herb kingdom. And it's real good for liver problems, lung problems, kidney problems, skin problems, swelling, urine flow, cleansing up the whole body, no gout. So alfalfa, burdock is real good, and chickweed is real good if a person has gout. All right? Real good. All right? Now, you think of some other herbs that is excellent in order to use for the body. We have to give mention to yohimbe. Yohimbe can be used for the males in order for to avoid or prevent impotency and to help with reducing or reproduction. All right, yohimbe can be used in small amounts. All right, it can be used in small amounts. All right? All right? It's excellent for that. Now, let me break down these 12 salts in which that we've been talking about. Remember we said dandelion has all 12 nutritive tissue, blood, muscle salts? Well, each one, there's 12 of them, each one is broken down to a zodiac sign, all right, which most people don't know. And so what happens is that, like, for example, potassium phosphate is broken down to Aries, all right? So a lack of this mineral produces an imbalance in the body and affects the brain and the nerves, all right? So if a person is an Aries, he will want to make sure that he's getting the potassium phosphate, which is necessary. And potassium phosphate can be obtained basically by eating lettuce, cauliflower, olives, spinach, radishes, lentils, apples, walnuts, cabbage, and basically onions and pumpkin seeds particularly, and cucumbers. Also, pumpkin seeds is excellent for the zinc, which is necessary for the reproductive system also. All right, you just want to throw that in there. So, also cucumbers and lima beans is excellent for the potassium phosphate. So if the Aries is missing that, they will have to get that particular mineral. All right, a Taurus is sodium, is basically phosphate, soda phosphate. You know, that's for a Taurus or sodium phosphate. A lack of this basic mineral is basically a person who's overly emotional. Excessive eating and drinking, they have sore throats a lot, or enlarged tonsils, goiter, you know, bronchial infection and affliction, you know, problems, you know, for the zodiac. Remember, Aries is the head of the zodiac. Taurus is with the throat of the zodiac. So, sodium sulfate is excellent to use for that case, or in those particular cases for Taurus. And of course, you can obtain that through eating beets and spinach, cauliflower, cabbage, cucumbers, and onions. Once again, as well as also pumpkin. All right. Now, for a Gemini, they need potassium chlorine or chloride. You know, lack of this mineral will actually affect the blood and circulation. You know, so, I mean, you can actually have problems such as arm and shoulder problems, numbness, nervousness, brain damage and fevers, as well as also impure blood and bronchial infections again. You know, because the Gemini is what controls on the zodiac, or the mother zodiac is, controls the lungs, as well as also the arms and the hands. All right? So, Gemini is potassium chlorine, or chloride. All right? Then, of course, you have Cancer, which is lime fluoride. All right? And that mineral is good for the flex the veins, the teeth, the eyes, the spleen, the womb. And it helps with corrections of the fallen wound, varicose veins, tooth decay, curvature of the spine, weakness of the eyesight, you know. So you can obtain that by eating cabbage, lettuce, watercress, pumpkin, you know, it's a real good source of lime fluoride, all right, for cancer. Then you have Leo, in which that is magnesium phosphate. Magnesium phosphate, in which that, of course, Leo controls the heart. All right, Cancer, which we just finished mentioning, controls the diaphragm. All right, now Leo deals with the heart. Now, so any problems, you know, lack of this mineral, which is magnesium phosphate, is heart afflictions, convulsions, fever, jaundice, sore eyes and cramps and et cetera, you know. It can be obtained basically by eating rye, barley, almonds, figs, cabbage, coconuts, walnuts, blueberries, okay? Now, remember, dandelion has all 12 of these. But I have to give you the other foods in which that it also, these minerals are also within. Next, you have the Virgo, in which that deals with potassium sulfate, in which that a lack of this mineral reports hair loss, scalp condition, liver problems, clogging up the skin pores, you know, so basically it helps with intestinal worms, nervous disorders, appendicitis, and it's real good if you get it from eating most vegetables, you know, carrots, oats, you know, rye. All right, and we have the next one, which deals with Libra, which that, of course, deals with the kidneys. Libra deals with the kidneys, and, you know, Libra is actually sodium phosphate. And sodium phosphate helps expel carbon, you know, acid from the lungs and the bladder and the skin. That was relieved on worry and jealousy and fear. And it's good for kidneys and the bladder condition. Now, it can be obtained from eating celery, carrots, beets, astragalus, yellow corn, strawberries, figs, blueberries, raisins, almonds, coconuts, oatmeal, apples, etc. All right, then you have Scorpio, which is lime sulfate, and a missing mineral in that. The disease of genital organs, ruptures, pals, which is like basically hemorrhoids, urinary problems, problems in the bladder, and the food that you can eat in order to help that is onions, kale, garlic, wheatgrass, turnips, coconuts, cauliflower, leek, radishes, black cherries, gooseberries, blueberries, figs, prunes, etc. Then, of course, you have Sagittarius, which deals with silica. All right, and silica helps with the mineral in which that dull hair, weak nails, poor skin, you know, which that, can come through some of the other problems, complaints of this lack of mineral is basically rheumatism, arthritis, overheating in the blood, and all of the fevers. The fruits, all fruits and vegetables, right? In particular, figs, prunes, and strawberries. Then you have Capricorn, in which that is lime phosphate, in which that this mineral, you know, it's a missing mineral causes the weak bones, you know, stones, voids, pimples, earwax, you know, deafness, etc. You know, complaints of this lack of this mineral basically is skin diseases and weak knees, brick bones, you know, corns and warts, etc. You know, so definitely want to intake that. And basically by eating figs, strawberries, plums, blueberries, almonds, you know, coconuts and spinach, again, lettuce. You know, in particular, purple lettuce is the best kale. And then, of course, you have Aquarius, which is sodium chloride, right? And down to the membrane, complaints of this mineral, is cramps in the leg, fevers, bad blood, being paralyzed. All right, so sodium chloride obtain this mineral from eating strawberries, basically, cucumbers, chestnuts, coconuts, cabbage, spinach, figs, apples, lettuce, radishes, etc. And then the last one is Pisces, in which that is iron phosphate, all right, in which that a lack of this mineral causes coughing, cold, chills, fevers, pneumonia, you know, very glandular problems, you know, and it's real good for the bunions and gout, and for the gout and boils and abscesses, you know, corns, etc. You know, eating lentils and cabbage, onions, barley, certain potatoes such as red potatoes, cucumbers, walnuts, almonds, lima beans, apples, pumpkins, and lettuce. That's really good for that. All right, so once again, we'll say that the science of the herbal healing can all be found on what we just finished talking about, the 12 literature, blood salts, tissue salts, muscle salts, can be found in dandelion. Dandelion has all 12 of these, but if there's something that is missing, you can actually go to Vitamin Shop or GNC and get homeopathic products, but a homeopathic in which that has each one of these 12 listed, so that as you use the homeopathic product, It can help heal, particularly the elements in which that is afflicting you, as Miss Gabby just finished talking about. But if you don't know what it is, then just take dandelion and it will help before 12. Remember, dandelion is excellent. It clears, cleanses the liver, the spleen, the pancreas, the kidney. All right, so it's essential for the glands, the lower glands in particular. All right. Now, also another good herb in order that's good for digestion, to help my digestion also, is fenugreek. Fenugreek and comfrey can actually be used together in order to drive out basically mucus from the body and heal the mucous membranes and eliminate infection. All right? That's what it does. It also helps with increase the oxygen to the lungs. Right? You can also add mullein and comfrey and fenugreek together too. Mullein is excellent for the lungs. Mullein is good when it comes to cleansing out the lungs from bronchial asthma, emphysema, any problems dealing with the lungs. Mullein is definitely the herb to take. You can take it also in conjunction with comfrey and fenugreek. All right? So, that's also necessary in order to do it. Now, we also spoke about the fact of some other herbs in which that, we need to speak about the fact of some other herbs in which that also helps with the healing of the body. Like, for example, I can't get to all of the herbs, but there's so many of them, but you know that the aloe vera has been mentioned within the Bible many of times, and for thousands of years, people in the tropical climate or et cetera, extract the resins from the aloe vera plant and use it, to promote healing, whether it's digestive, with the constipation, pain, or either with skin ailments, So, that is excellent to use when we did break up the fact of aloe vera. All right. Also, some other good herbs, which I didn't get a chance to mention, is echinacea. Echinacea is excellent herb. Echinacea is like one of the kings of the blood purifiers. It's basically cleans the system. The Native Americans actually used echinacea in order to heal a variety of diseases. Echinacea was excellent in conjunction with chaparral in order to help cure AIDS. All right, it's an antibiotic, also a natural antibiotic. A blood builder and a blood purifier. All right, it helps with infections. It also helps with the lymph gland, with the lymphatic system or the gland. It really helps with prostate problems, venereal diseases, and etc. All right, so the other mention, echinacea, also specifically, and like we said, it works in conjunction excellently with chaparral. All right, it was also red clover and yellow dock. All right. Another one is basically ginger. Ginger is real good for the circulation, helps with the kidneys. If you're nauseated or if you get car sick, motion sick on a boat, make sure you have some ginger. It's also good for eliminating gas, sinuses, stomach spasms, fevers, colds, etc. So ginger is also another nice herb in order to utilize. All right? Now, I'm not going to be able to take questions tonight. We might be able to because we have some technical difficulties, but let me see what we can do here. Another herb in which that is real excellent is licorice, in which that I didn't get a chance to talk about. Licorice is real good. you know, and, you know, and we talk about not the fake licorice, you know, which that they have within the candy nowadays, but we're talking about real licorice. And real licorice basically is the licorice in which that the taste actually tastes like the black licorice, in which most people don't like the black licorice, you know, because of it, because of the taste. But licorice is excellent in order to be used, you know. It's excellent to be used. It's a natural hormone, you know, that can help with hormonal balance of the females in particular, too. All right, it stimulates the adrenal glands and helps the body to maintain normal blood sugar levels. All right, so it's real excellent, real excellent. All right. Now, there's some other herbs in which that is real good, which we can talk about. I'm trying to think. I think part of Yapo is one I didn't talk about, get a chance to talk about as of yet. Part of Yapo is also called Tahibo, all right? It actually attacks the causes of diseases, all right? It puts the body into a defense position, and it gives the body energy that it needs, you know, to defend itself. So, I mean, it improves the function of the immune system. Cayenne pepper and padiaco, all right, works excellent together. All right. Padiaco is also one of the antibiotics of the herbal kingdom in that regard. All right, it helps with leukemia, skin diseases, venereal diseases, diabetes, lupus, bronchitis, asthma, anemia, cancer, ulcers, etc. All right. Now, when we talk about these particular herbs, one of the best herbs things that can use for pain. All right, if you have any pain, whether it's toothache or whatever, Valium is made for valerian root. Valerian root is excellent. Valerian root is one of the best nerve tonics. It helps soothe the pain and promotes sleep. All right, so it's good for nervousness and convulsions and fatigue and high blood pressure, etc. Valerian root helps, you know, help settle your mood. In conjunction with St. John wort, all right? So if a person is depressed, you know, or you know, whatever the case is, it helps make you feel good, all right, in that regard, all right? Now, I'm trying to think. We've been over the basic herbs that I have used or have prescribed for others. I'm trying to think of what else would be real good. Now, let's go over some ailments, for example. For example, adrenal glands. When your adrenal glands excrete too much adrenaline, it becomes exhausted. Licorice can be used in order to help with that. Okay, as we were saying with AIDS, we were talking about padiaco and red clover, echinacea, that can be used as a blend for that. All right, allergies, alfalfa, bee pollen, ginger, vitamin C can be added. All right, make sure it's vitamin C in which that comes from rose hips. All right. Then arthritis, alfalfa, and red cayenne pepper, you know, chaparral is excellent. For back pain, you know, uva, bushi, or oshi, is real good for that. All right. Asthma, bronchitis. You said mullein. You was talking about comfrey, fenugreek, even bee pollen, alfalfa, cardiaco, soil pimento, as well as red pepper. Once again, right? Bladder problems, dandelion, soil pimento, uva. All right. Blood pressure, hawthorn berry. That's another herb that we can get a chance to talk about. But hawthorn berry in conjunction with red pepper, which is cayenne pepper and garlic, is excellent for the blood pressure and the heart. All right, it knocks out high blood pressure. Blood purifier. Like we said, the blood purifying herbs, you can do comfrey, fenugreek, alfalfa, burdock, chaparral, chickweed, dandelion, echinacea, red clover, yellow dock, even don quai. Can be used for the women as far as that's concerned, too. To increase breast milk flow, if you have a problem with that, ladies or sisters, goddesses, black walnut will help with that. The breastless period would be red raspberry and Damiana. All right, if you want to increase the size of the breast, then that would be soil pimento. All right. All right, we have some questions here. We're going to go. And area code 843, you're on the line.
Greetings, Brother Bay. How you doing today?
Greetings, greetings. How you are?
All right, maintaining. I wanted to ask you for warts and fungal infection.
Right.
Yeah, right. What herbs would be good for that?
Burdock. Burdock is one of the most powerful blood purifiers in our kingdom for skin diseases, burdock. Also, yellow dock, that we made mention of earlier, and chaparral.
Okay, because she went to a skin doctor, and he was getting ready to prescribe some medicine, but she was pregnant at the time.
Right.
And I knew when she was younger, she had warts on her fingers, but now she's getting, like, black spots on her face. So I figured that it's, you know, it's all the system now.
Right. Well, she had to clear out her digestive system first, in which that's what we recommended with fenugreek, along with Costaguarda or Senna, you know, or Aloe Ferox. She had to clean out her digestive first to eliminate the toxins and the poison that is built up within her system, in which that it takes the load off the liver. So then after the cleansing of the digestive system, cleanse the liver also, in which that you would take, for the liver, you would take chickweed, alfalfa, as well as dandelion. All right. So once the liver is detoxified, the digestive system is clear, then those skin problems and those types of things should disappear. Now, the herbs in order to use for the skin, whether it's internally or externally, burdock would definitely be number one.
Okay. All right, that's interesting because when she was breastfeeding, one of those wet nurses told her, I think it was fenugreek and burdock are good things to take to help keep her lactating, you know, making milk.
Right. Exactly. And also, what's good for warts too is black walnut and chaparral, as I was saying earlier. Chaparral is one of the most powerful antibiotics in the herbal kingdom. All right. I mean, it's so bitter. I mean, there's like four most bitter herbs that you can take probably in the United States, and that's yellow dock, that's chaparral, golden seal. Wormwood is definitely another one, and Costaguarda. All right, so actually about five. They're real bitter herbs, and these bitter herbs have the tendency of being able to eliminate skin infections and things like that because they're antibiotics, natural antibiotics.
How do you spell that, Costaguarda?
It's C A C-A-S. Let me see. Yeah, let me make sure. It's C-A-S. C-A-R-A. Casagal. So C-A-S-C-A-R-A.
Okay. I've never heard of that one. It's easy to get here in the States?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Matter of fact, you can go to, you can order it from us, in which that we have, we do have an herbal store. So therefore, you can order it from us. It is $5 an ounce. You can contact us at 252-257-3588. That's 252-257-3588. So any of these herbs that you heard us speak about tonight, we have also, because I'm also a master herbalist, certified and degree as herbalist. So these are things that we have learned over the last 25 years, you know, sitting under different masters and different teachers.
Okay, that's peace. And where are you located?
I'll be located in North Carolina.
Okay. Okay, that's great. 252-257-3588. Okay, and one more question, if I may.
Yeah.
What herbs or what's good to strengthen the lower spine, the back?
All right, that was Uva, U-V-A. U-R-S-I.
Uva Ursi?
Right, Uva Ursi. That is one of the best for the back pain, strengthen the back, as well as also Irish sea moss. Irish sea moss. M-O-S-S. Irish. I-R-I-S-H. Irish C-S-E-A moss. M-O-S-S.
Yeah, I tell you, brother, when I used to live up top, up in New York, and, you know, there's a few Caribbean places that made mixed drinks, you know, root drinks and all of that stuff.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, it was very accessible up there, but it's really hard to find here in the South.
Yeah, where you at?
I'm in South Carolina.
Okay. Well, just call us and we got it.
All right, that's peace. I'll definitely do that.
Okay.
I appreciate you, Brother Bay.
All right, appreciate you. Thank you for calling.
Peace.
Peace. Area code 321, you're on the line.
How you doing?
Peace.
How you doing, brother?
Peace. All right, doing well.
I'm good. Yes, do you have anything that's good, like the pioneer green, like any herb?
Say it again?
The pioneer green.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The herbs for the pineal gland is, like we said earlier, the brain foods, which is ginkgo, olava, guatacola, ginseng. Matter of fact, together they're called the triple G's.
Wow.
They help. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Wow. Geez. Definitely.
You say you need those definitely?
No, I'm saying, yeah, I'm saying definitely, yeah. Yeah, so how would I would have to contact you, right?
Right, just contact me.
Okay. I could, your number is on your website, cultural-reader, right?
Yep, as well as also, I just gave it, it's 252-257-3588. That's 252-257-3588.
Okay, definitely, yeah. Because I've been trying to purchase some things for that.
All right.
What about chakras and stuff like that?
You say who now?
What about the chakras?
Oh, for the chakras. Well, those are the endocrine glands. Remember, I was going over the endocrine glands. I was talking about, so we just did the pineal gland and the particular glands in the brain, ginkgo, biloba, guatacola, and ginseng. Then we went to the thyroid gland and parathyroid gland, which we was talking about kelp, corella, spirulina, Irish sea moss, dulse, D-U-L-S-E, a dulse, all right? as well as that's the thyroid gland. Then we go to the thymus gland. The thymus gland, which is the lymphatic system, or your defense system, or your immune system, as it is called. All right? Under earth for that is alfalfa. Okay? Alfalfa is really a dandelion. Then we go to the pancreas and the spleen. Dandelion is excellent for the pancreas and the spleen, as well as also the adrenal glands and the kidneys, which the adrenal gland sits on top of the kidneys. So dandelion is excellent for that, as well as chickweed. Right. Then you have the genitalia. The genitalia for the men would be sore pimento, horny goat weed, a little bit of yohimbine, sore pimento, tikium, you know, ginseng once again, Siberian ginseng, or either Korean, red Korean ginseng. Then you have for the woman, for the uterus, strengthen the uterus is Don Quai, Damiana, you know, red raspberry. You know, so those are the better herbs right there. So those are, that's your chakra system, is your endocrine gland system. If your endocrine glands are not functioning properly hormonally, which means that they have to be in hormonal balance, then your chakra system is out of whack. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
All right. All right.
Thank you.
We'll go to the, no, you're welcome. Next question. 5618. Oh, 561, excuse me, you're on the line.
Hey, Scott, how you doing, bro?
Hey, Scott, how you doing?
I'm good. Better pray. Yes, sir. Thank you, bro. Yes, I was wondering, what do you got for, like, you know, like, when you get the yellowish kind of looking eye, I don't know if it's high cholesterol, the liver need cleaning. You have an idea?
Right, jaundice, right, that's jaundice, or the liver. The liver need to be detoxified. We spoke earlier that the liver has over 500 functions in the body. You take the R or the letter R off of liver, you have the word live. So it's one of the major organs in the body. So you need to detoxify it, and the herb to use is dandelion and milk thistle.
Dandelion, yes, sir.
Dandelion and milk thistle.
Lip thistle?
Milk thistle. T-H-I-S-T-L-E, milk thistle.
Okay, yes, sir. I got that. Thank you, bro. Right. I appreciate that. Yes, sir. You asking any other questions, or are you just on the herb tonight?
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Yes.
What question?
Yes, sir. I got a good question, bro. You know, I my last name is Muhammad, but I also went into the temple that got L. But I was told that I should get rid of the Muhammad from the temple. So is that a big time stipulation with that? I mean, or is that some?
No, it's not. No, it isn't. It isn't. You can hyphen Muhammad on the L to Muhammad as your last name. That's up to you. That's if you choose to do so. That's the way that the temple does it. Or either you don't even have to use the hyphen and it's just Muhammad L. You know, so there's no problem with that.
Okay, no, I see. Yeah, I was kind of like scrutinized for that.
Right. Well, the reason why is because it comes from a different organization, the Muhammad. But, I mean, come on, that's like you trying to say that an Orthodox Muslim who didn't go through the Nation of Islam who got Muhammad can't utilize the Muhammad name. And they had nothing to do with the Nation of Islam and Master Farah Muhammad.
Right.
Or Elijah Muhammad. You know, so, no, in that regard, I mean, we gotta be able to use our minds and think. And the point is that, no, you can use any name in which that helps with the unification and the tying back to land, which is your nationality. So
right.
L symbolizes that. Muhammad symbolizes, actually, metaphysically, the crown chakra.
Yes, sir.
This is why Muhammad was able to journey on the night of Miraj into the seven heavens. Because
yes, sir.
He was able to see God face to face in the seventh heaven. Or it's the first heaven. He was able to see God face to face in the seventh heaven. So that regard shows that Muhammad is able to see God. You know, same as in the Old Testament where you have Adam who was able to talk and see God. or Moses, he was able to talk with God. But yes, he's burning bush. Muhammad, according to the Hadith, he was able to see God face to face and talk with God. As a matter of fact, the conversation went, how many times should we make the humans pray? He said 100. Oh, no. Muhammad said, oh, you ain't going to get them niggas to do that. Then 50. Oh, no, you ain't going to get them niggas to do that. Well, what about 10? Oh, no, I think that's a little bit too much, too. But what about 5?
Right.
All right, we might be able to get them to do that.
Wow. Yes, sir.
So,
yes, sir.
Right. Right, so all of that is based on the Hadith, which is the words of men, and, you know, you don't have to, I mean, you did what you did. If you like it, love it, continue with it. Don't let anyone tell you differently, because it's all based on trying to separate and trying to act as if someone has all the answers. And what I'm seeing is that I've seen a lot of rhetoric and talk and doctrines and dogma, but I'm not seeing no actual application of the knowledge, because knowing is only half the battle. The other half is application. With the
application
for that. Seeing the application from these organizations, whether it's a MOR,
yes,
or whether it's the NOI, or whether it's the Black Panther Party, or whatever. The application has to come, sometime or another. And so that's what we need to be working on, is the application part aspect, instead of worrying about a brother with the name Muhammad.
Yes, sir. I agree with you, man, 100%. Thank you.
All right.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
I really appreciate that, God. Yes,
so
sir. Thank you. Peace.
Right. Well, what we was talking about, there's a question in the chat. We're talking about bee pollen, and we spoke on bee pollen being definitely one of the herbs in order to utilize. Bee pollen in particular is good for allergies. Now, we have to be careful with the bee pollen nowadays, because, like we said, Monsanto has a terminator seed in which that when the wind blows from these terminator seeds, it gets on organic crops. Then those organic crops become hybrid. So the best thing is to have a glass house, all right, or some type of building structure in which that you grow your herbs in, and which that the sunlight can actually shine through in order to help with the growth of the plants. And this way you know that they are organic, and that allow the door or some type of door to be open so that bees can get in and pollinate, all right. That's the pollination in which that is needed. All right, from the bees. Now, if you notice here lately, the bees have been dying off massively, actually for the last 20-some-odd years. All right, the bees have been dying. So every few years, the bees come back or try to come back. But I think it's because of the chemtrails. I think it's because of there's so much toxins in the environment that the bee population is dying off. Of course, others have some, you know, some other beneficial things to say or whatever the case is, but I think it's more so from that. So bee pollen is excellent. As a matter of fact, it's one of the superfoods, as we were saying earlier. It helps with circulation, helps with your blood purification, helps with your digestive system, it helps with your allergies, your nasal, your lungs, it strengthens your lungs. It helps with all of your bodily system. That's ranging from your lymphatic system, your circulatory system, your digestive system, your nervous system. All of these things are helped by bee pollen because it has high amounts of vitamin B, B complex. All right? Vitamin B complex is excellent and it's good for energy source. So if you need energy, alfalfa and bee pollen is excellent for energy. Endurance level. All right, so that's the science behind bee pollen. Next. All right, we're going to see if there's any more questions here in the chat room. Area code 334 on the line.
Peace, God. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, we can hear you loud and clear.
Peace. This is the brother Equality calling from Alabama, man. I had a question, but it's kind of off topic. I was just tuning in about 10 minutes ago, but is it all right if I ask a question a little off the topic?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, well, my question was, like, dealing with the chakras, like, this is what's going on. It's like a particular person, every time I get ready to maybe go see this person or something like that, like, I get this really weird feeling And I want to say, like, you know, in my solar plexus, it's almost, I guess, what you would call, like, butterflies or something like that. But it's not like when you was young and you get a, it's like a good feeling. It's kind of just a strange presence that I get. You know what I'm saying? To the point sometimes I even just have to sit down for a minute and regroup. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm trying to figure out, is it that the energy that I have, you know, me and this person's energy don't mix, or is it trying to tell me stay away from that person, or do I need to pull near to that person, you know?
All right, well, this is the key. Your solar plexus symbolizes your power or your will. Your will is actually springs forth from your solar plexus.
Now, and wait, now, because let me stop you real quick, because I might have said the wrong one. Right around my navel area, the solar plexus is above that, right?
Right. I'm dealing with that one.
Yeah. Around my navel chakra.
All right. That's nurturing. That's dealing with nurturing. Now, your navel chakra deals with the nurturing, so the color orange. So if you want to help with that, start eating orange foods, such as oranges, carrots. You know, so forth and so on. Even though carrot is a hybrid of the parsnip and the yam, it's still beneficial, all right?
Okay.
Some hybrids are natural hybrids, and some are man-made. Natural hybrids can still be utilized in order to heal the body. Now, in this regard, orange foods would be something that you would definitely want to begin to start eating more of, you know, for several weeks and see how you feel in that regard. Now, also, rub your hands together like Mr. Miyagi, and you will feel the chi or the ki or prana energy from your hands. Take your hands and place them over your navel chakra. And what you would do is take your right hand and put your left hand on top of your right hand at your navel chakra and leave it there for about 20 minutes and begin to allow the chi energy to flow into your navel chakra in order to heal that particular area.
Okay.
Okay? And that way you can see the next time that issue get brought up, if there's anything dealing with nurturing aspect, because is this a female that you're talking about here?
Yeah, it's a female.
Okay, well, that would be because of the nurturing factor, as we were just talking about. So you can see from that regard if it's something in which that is positive and negative, if it happens around the person. And do what I'm telling you to do with the healing and see how you feel afterwards.
Okay.
Maybe it just have to be a balance of energies between the two, that's all.
Okay, all right. That was my question. I appreciate it, man.
All right.
Peace.
Peace. Area code 404. 404, you're on the line.
Peace and blessings, brother. Your brother, how you feel?
All right. How you doing?
Good. I just want to let y'all know I'm keeping tab of trying to listen to the knowledge.
All right. Appreciate
that. Doing, brother.
Well, I'm glad to hear from you.
Hello, Queen. I say hello, and I'll be talking to you all soon, and keep me in your prayers.
All right. Oh, yeah. You're always in the prayers now. That's not going to change now. I mean, that's some positive affirmation that we have to throw at you in order to make sure that you're all right.
Okay, brother. I've been sitting here listening. I didn't get a chance to get in last week, but I thought I'd just say hello and peace to the gods and goddess.
All right. Appreciate you, Wop.
Peace, brother.
Peace. Area code 540, you on the line.
Hello, peace.
Peace.
Hello. Yo, I got a question about, I'm looking for powerful herbs to aid in broken bones in the back healing.
Right. Comfrey is definitely one of the ones that you want. Comfrey, irisimo, fenugreek,
what's
marshmallow
the last one?
Root. Right. Those herbs heal the bones.
Marshmallow root.
Right. Marshmallow root. Right. Comfrey. Iris C. Moss. Fenugreek.
What's the Greek one you said?
Fenugreek. Fenugreek. Fenugreek.
Fenugreek, marshmallow root, sea moss, Irish, and what's the other one? and comfort.
Right, comfort.
All right. Appreciate it, brother.
Yep. Oh, you're welcome, brother. Area code 267, you're on the air.
Peace and blessings, Brother Haleem Day.
All right, brother. How you doing again?
All right. I called last week. This Brother Gary come from Philadelphia.
Right,
wanted to greet you on a great show, another great show tonight.
I appreciate that. We're trying to do our best.
Okay. I got a question, though. Have you have any info on the herb moringa?
Yeah. Moringa, of course, is an African herb, which that is very powerful, especially in conjunction with noni and gooseberry. Ake, you know, these are powerful herbs together. A lot of antioxidants, you know, which that destroys free radicals. You know, moringa itself is real excellent, you know, when it comes to toning the whole system, the whole body, in particular all your systems, such as, like we said, your circulatory system, your lymphatic system, digestive system, your nervous system, etc. You know, all nine systems is real powerful with this, and can become real powerful with moringa. So it's definitely an herb in order to use.
Okay, and one other question. With the muscular system, would bee pollen be excellent for that also?
Yes,
the circulation?
It is bee pollen and alfalfa.
Okay, great.
Right.
Well, keep up the
bee
good work, brother.
Alfalfa.
You're doing very well. I'm enjoying all the information.
All right, brother. All right. All right. Right now, we don't have any more questions. Let me see here. All right, anything in the chat room? All right. There's no questions right now, but what we're going to continue doing is finish talking about the science of herbs. And there's a lot of herbs that we didn't get a chance to mention, you know. However, we did mention quite a bit, you know, in which that would be very helpful in order to help eliminate basically any ailment that you might have. And it's a necessity that you master these herbs, especially sight-seeing herbs. You have to know how to see these herbs in sight and know these herbs by sight, you know. I recommend some type of book, you know, or YouTube, you know, or some type of natural trail that you can go on in order to learn the science of herbs and be able to identify them. All right, it might come a time where that becomes a necessity. And for these particular groups that's talking about survival, if you don't know herbal strategy or herbal remedies, you know, as a strategy, then you're not about the science of preservation. You're not about the science of survival. You're fooling yourself. You know, you think that you're just going to be able to get a gun and go and do whatever you need to do, you're fooling yourself. If you don't know the science of healing along with killing, then you have faked yourself out. And this is one of the problems in which that we're seeing in the community is that many speak about the gun, but with the herbology, you know, because this thing has to be holistic. You're talking about holistic teachings here. So not only do you have to know the science of Denmark, you also need to know the science of Tai Chi, Qigong, you know. And this is the things in which that you have to know, acupressure, acupuncture, reflexology, iosology. All right? These things become essential when it comes when we talk about the science of healing. It's essential. All right? So be getting ready to check y'all out. I'm glad that y'all ghetto came on, listen, check this out for another show. Be getting ready to leave y'all with some real good music. And be getting ready to tell y'all, you know, peace.
Looking on various street corners, I'm sure you've seen it yourself, standing on the corner is an alleged brother dressed in blue or green, red, and black, and spouting the news that the revolution is coming and you better get ready, sort of like the end of the world is coming. Unfortunately, the world is just going to drag on and on. And we have a poem that we've written particularly for the brothers on the street corners.
Yo, standing on porches in front of houses and corner stores. I'm born to more horrific than syphilis, cause where we live is hell on earth. Where it's happening when shit's real. We sold dope to get meals while white folk can sniff fields. Fuck Israel and kill hills. Spill pills for my bills. Write wills for my seeds to live from. Take some, give some. For brothers that was lynch hung. The symptoms never go away. A silver wave for colder ways. Having ravenous savages, blasphemous, asking to toll crosses. More of us in Florida, oranges and lost orphans. I offer thoughts for food and full courses. I'm soaring toward the night glow, my hash low, my roots grow. For you to soon know, I reap what you sow.
We just land down from Liberia. Young black man, in control of the pillars. Millions buried in dirt. How many railroads do you own? How much clean chrome you own? This for my ancestors, named and engraved in stone on the roads. The rebels once roamed, we built homes, civilized our own. King Solomon child, beautiful as black as time. We will walk on water this time, we will see through the lies this time. Prepare troops to move in, expand the runways, build bigger bridges. 9 millimeters from Britain, we living in war. So prepare for submission, Apache helicopters. A black man's face on a dollar, the pigs constantly watch us. Streets is obnoxious. Baby, you're the first not home to oxygen.
Got the first seed of a dope fiend. ADD, needle park off spring, bourgeoisie wannabe. While her siblings is rich living, she ain't bitching. Mama's working two jobs trying to maintain the living. Few years past, now she getting raised by the streets. Side by side watching hustles, now she blaze like the streets. This is for my women living in the struggle. Getting brought into this world without asking for the troubles of the everyday life. Life. A battered wife, single mother holding it down. Why the world so trite? Christ, fiend, you could have been something better in life. Now hold your head up, ma, you know it ain't over, right? Yeah, this is for my Russians on the grind. Off the boat, struggling, trying to hold a 9 to 5. Yeah, I've seen enough with these eyes. I thank the Most High, I'm still alive.